Welcome to Board Game Top Tens, episode 1007, for Saturday, February 22nd, 2025. This is the BGG Page Views Edition. After a slow ascent over the last several weeks all the way to number 18, back down to number 20 this week is Dune Imperium Uprising by Paul Denon, published by Direwolf, with 16,447 views. That's a decline of 973, or 5.6% from last week, and is also 677 fewer than last week's number 20. In addition, it is only 16 more than the number 21 game, Terraforming Mars. Moving back up to re-enter the top 20 after just a week out, from 21 to 19, Heat, by Asger Harding Granerud and Daniel Skjold Pedersen, published by Days of Wonder, with 17,017, 570 more than Uprising, a gain of 1%. Inching up 1 to 18, Brass, Birmingham, by Matt Tolman, Martin Wallace, and Gavin Brown, published by Roxley Games, with 17,863. About 850 more than Heat, and a gain of 2.7%. Entering at number 17, Azul Duel, by Mikal Kiesling, published by Next Move Games, with 18,466, about 600 more than Brass. Stepping up 1 to 16, Spirit Island, by R. Eric Royce, published by Greater Than Games, with 19,637. That's about 1,200 more than Azul, a gain of 13%. Re-entering at number 15, Black Forest, by Uwe Rosenberg and Tito Lorenz, published by Capstone Games, with 19,953, about 300 more than Spirit Island. After 1 week in the top 10, falling back from 5 to 14, Star Trek Captain's Chair by David Turchi and Nigel Buckle, published by WizKids, with 20,807, about 850 more than Black Forest and a decline of 34%. Stepping back just one spot from 12 to 13, Finspan by David Gordon and Michael O'Connell, published by Stonemaier Games, with 21,546, about 750 more than the Star Trek game, and a gain of 4%, but it loses a position. After 2 weeks at number 7 and 9 weeks back in the top 10, falling down to number 12 this week is Harmonies by Johann Benvenuto, published by Liebelude, with 21,574, 28 more than Finspan, a decline of 16%. And after returning to the top 10 last week at number 9, sliding back to 11, The White Castle by Shay S. and Isra C., published by Devere, with 23,869, 2,300 more than Harmonies, and a gain of 1.5%, but not enough to keep it in the top 10. That is one of 4 games falling out. We've already heard from 3 of them. So from 9 to 11, The White Castle, from 7 to 12, Harmonies, and from 5 to 14, Star Trek Captain's Chair. The other one falling out is from 10 to 37, Dune Imperium Bloodlines. Number 10, Arc Nova by Matthias Vigge, published by Capstone Games, with 23,881, just 12 more than The White Castle, a decline of 1.2%, although it is about 500 more than last week's number 10. Arc Nova, after 2 weeks at number 8, steps down 2 positions. Number 9, Ostia by Totsuka Chuo, published by Uchibakoya, with 24,665, about 800 more than Arc Nova, a decline of 51%. That is, after 2 weeks at number 3, it loses 6 positions to fall back to number 9. Number 8, Fate Forge by Gordon Calleja, or maybe it's Calleja, published by Mighty Boards with 25,278. It's about 600 more than Ostia. The subtitle of Fate Forge is Chronicles of Kaan, Kaan spelled K-A-A-N. It is, quote, a mythical action-adventure cooperative campaign full of twists with a sprawling story and intense fights played in episodes of under an hour. It is an app-driven game currently on Kickstarter for a second printing and an expansion. Number 7. Arcs by Cole Worley, published by Leader Games with 26,160, about 900 more than Fate Forge, which was our first new entry and one of two debuts. It's a 14% decline for Ark, more than 4,000 as it falls back under the 30,000 mark for the first time in many months. It spent the last 3 weeks at number 6, and so it steps back one spot. This is, though, its 50th week in the top 10. It becomes just the 22nd game to notch that many weeks on the chart. Number 6, Sail, it's S-A-I-L, by Akiyama Koryo and Korzo Yusei, published by Allplay, with 33,123, 7,000 more than ARCs, and it is re-entering the chart after 2 years away, charting for the third time. Sail is has a setting of pirates. It's a cooperative two-player trick-taking game with various actions being triggered depending on who wins each trick. Number 5. Cyclades, the Legendary Edition by Bruno Catala and Ludovic Montblanc, published by Open Sesame Games with 33,645. 522 more than Sail, a gain of 45% from where it was last week at number 11. So it follows the same course that Star Trek Captain's Chair did last week, going from 11 to 5. This is the second time for Cyclades, or this version of it, in the top 10, the last one about a year and 8 months ago. It's a reimplementation, of course, of the original Cyclades, released in 2009 and currently ranked number 254 on Board Game Geek, which I gotta say is pretty good for a game that's that old. It is an auction and area control game. The expansions have been reworked to be, quote, more dynamic and fluid, unquote. It raised over €1 million on Kickstarter and is now arriving to backers. Number 4, SETI by Tomasz Holek, published by Czech Games Edition with 45,421, close to 12,000 more than Cyclades and Sail, a slight decline of 2.4% as it spends its fourth consecutive week at number 4. Number 3, Aridia by Cody Miller, published by Far Off Games with 46,043, just about 600 more than SETI, a decline of 27% as after spending the last 2 weeks at number 1, it slides down 2 positions to number 3. Number 2, The Elder Scrolls, Betrayal of the Second Era by Michael Gerns, Salem Scott, and Ryan Howard, published by Chip Theory Games with 47,418, about 1,400 more than Aridia, only about 2,000 more than SETI, and a decline of 7% as it repeats at number 2 for the second week in a row. Number 1, Sail Legacy by Taylor Reiner, published by Allplay with 52,008. That's 4,600 more than The Elder Scrolls, and 444% more than it had last week. Last week it only had about 7,500 views. This is a legacy re-implementation of SAIL. They refer to it as being true legacy because many games currently referred to as legacy don't have the same destructibility that Risk Legacy and Pandemic Legacy had. SAIL, our number six game for the week, was released in 2023 and currently ranked outside the top 1,000, 1,200 something, on Board Game Geek. This SAIL Legacy has 30 missions and is replayable afterward. In fact, the publisher says, quote, "Do not throw it away," unquote. A very tightly competitive top four. The positions 1 through 4, SAIL Legacy has about 52,000, SETI has over 45,000, so just 12.5% of SAIL Legacy's total spans the top four. But numbers 2 through 4 are even closer. Since they are only 2,000 views apart, a little less, only 4.2% of the Elder Scrolls total spans those three positions. So, tightly competitive and all over 45,000 views. For Saturday, February 22nd, 2025.